High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
So as we put a wrap on the semifinal, the quarterfinal rather, between Manasquan and Jackson, let's run through the scoring for both teams. 13 points out of Jimmy Walsh, 12 for J.R. Hobby, a quiet 12. 7 points apiece for Jack Fay and Ryan Jensen off the bench. Tommy Toole with 4, and Sean Yerkes with 2 points. The quarter totals 6, 15, 12, and 12 for a game total of 45. Meanwhile, for Jackson, the Jags today paced by 12 points out of Pete Hetzel, 9 apiece for Nick and Mike Specht. Tough one for Eric Carter, 6 points, 3 points for Salam Simon, and 1 point for Marcus Amendola. Quarter totals 11, 7, 15, and 8. Back and forth game that Manasquan winds up winning, and they work their way in to the semifinals. Kevin, just a couple of quick things to close on that one. One thing that, you know, you look at the box scores and if people weren't here at the game, I thought a big contribution was the one guy from Manasquan who actually was a reserve, Ryan Jensen, the freshman, had 7 points all in the second half.
And you know what? And it really did not play like a freshman. And physically a nice-looking player. It looks like he's, you know, he's going to be a, you know, he's got some size. And I was very impressed with him. I thought he had some composure. Gave them a real lift at a time when the game was stagnant, although we could say that for much of that game. But, you know, if you look at it this way, it is a matter for most teams on this day, survive and advance. You don't get style points. Manasquan's in the Final Four, and that's all they really care about.
No, there's no one's going to look back and say, oh, no. Boy, you lost a great game, but you played really well.
Exactly.
It's just not that point of the season anymore. So we have played 3 of the 4 games here from Brookdale Community College today, the last of which we will broadcast for you starting in about 13 minutes from now. It will be Manalapan, the 10 seed, against number 2 Point Beach. We'll come back and start to talk about that one after we step out for 3 minutes. You're listening to Boys Shore Conference Tournament action on the Shore Sports Network.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And we're back at the Collins Arena about 10 minutes before tip-off of what will be the fourth and final quarterfinal of the day, Point Pleasant Beach and Manalapan, the 2-7 game. Manalapan taking care of Freehold Township and Shore Regional. And as I said, I would expect the points will be scored in this one. Manalapan scored 81 in their win over Freehold Township and then 73 in taking out Shore. Point Beach 88 in their ouster of defending champion Neptune. So, Matt Harmon, I don't think we'll see 45-30, you know, one of those games. I got a feeling to win this one today, you might have to hit the upper 60s to 70s.
I would tend to agree with you, though. You never know how sometimes games go. But both of these teams definitely like to play a pretty wide open style, get up and down the court as much as they can. So I would agree that we will see some points here today. I'd be surprised if not. And going into this one, Kevin, when was the last time, let's say just for argument's sake, if seed holds out, when was the last time Ocean County had 3 of 4 teams in the Shore Conference semifinal?
You know what? Good luck to Scott Stump and Shirley and Christie for trying to figure that out. I can't remember. You know, I can only remember one All Ocean County final, and that was back in the the 80s. Lakewood beat Lacey in the finals of the Shore Conference tournament, and certainly the possibility exists that we could be heading to one of those this year. Of course, there's teams that want to spoil that party, and one of them happens to be Manalapan, who's will be coming up in just a couple of minutes.
We'll take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups for you. A couple more things on this one, and then get you set for game number 3 of our triple header, game 4 from the Brookdale Arena, and the final spot in the Shore Conference Tournament semifinals on Wednesday night up for grabs. Point Beach and Manalapan right around the corner. 3 minute break on the Shore Sports Network.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And today's game brought to you in part by Good Sports USA in Wall Township, New Jersey's premier sports facility and family entertainment center, and home of the Allaire Country Club Summer Camp. Don't forget to join their leagues and clinics for all ages in their newly expanded turf arena. Ask about Good Sports birthday parties, too. Good Sports on Route 138 in Wall. Call 732-681-8898 or visit GoodSportsUSA.com.
And we welcome you back here from the Collins Arena. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, as we get sent for Point Beach and Manalapan to round out the Final Four in the Shore Conference Tournament. Let's take you through the starting lineups. First for Manalapan, the Braves under the direction of Rick Garrettson as the head coach. A win in the opening round over Freehold Township and an upset win over Shore Regional in the round of 16 to get Manalapan into the quarterfinals. It'll be number one, Mike Busto, to start in the backcourt. Busto, a senior. He'll be joined by number two, Anthony Berksker, also a senior. Number 13 is Mike Pizik. He is a senior, also plays in the backcourt. The center position, I should say, excuse me, I missed somebody as I'm running down the list here. Joey Piscotti will play in the backcourt today. Piscotti is a junior, wears number four. Pizik rounds out the four-guard alignment wearing number 13. And the center for Manalapan is Dennis Girolamo. He is wearing number 22. For Point Pleasant Beach, the Garnet Gulls under the direction of Nick Catania as the two seed. Point Beach 20-2 so far of the year. A bye in the opening round and then a convincing win over Neptune by 30 points in the round of 16. 6 foot junior guard Matt Farrell starts today for the Gulls. Wears number three. He will be joined in the backcourt this evening by number 32, PJ Knievy, who is a 6 foot senior. The front court looking like this. Number 23, Riley Calzanetti, a senior, wears number 23. Number 24, Noah Yates, is a junior. And the center today is Dom Uhl. The goals, not a, you know, I hate to say a surprise this year because of the talent that they have, but anytime you have a Group 1 school make it as far as they have year in and year out, now a couple years in a row, we've been talking about Point Beach. You know, they're starting to become a program.
No, I agree. You know, they got to this round last year, Matt, lost a heartbreaker. I'm trying to think who they lost to, and it escapes me. They lost a bitter game here last year, but Point Beach was number one in the Shore for a decent part of this year after Manasquan suffered some early losses. They beat Manasquan as well, and then finally lost that number one ranking when they were beaten by Lakewood earlier in February, and then I think they came back their next game and also lost. I can't remember who, since poor on my part. But they had a little bit of illness and injury and won their last couple of games to finish up the regular season, and I think, you know, feel pretty good about things as they head into this one against Manalapan. A battle of the red and white. I'll tell you, if you walked in right now, you'd look down on the court, you'd go, I don't know who's who. They have almost, they really have identical warm-ups. The only difference is one says Point Beach on the front, the other says Braves.
You wouldn't quite know who people are rooting for either. There is certainly a lot of...
A lot of red here, yeah.
A lot of red for sure. We'll take our last time out. When we come back, we'll have the opening tip-off of today's game. 2 minute break. Point Beach and Manalapan trying to each claim that last and final spot in the Shore Conference Tournament boys semifinal round, which will be played here on Wednesday night. You're listening live to 1160 1310 WOBM AM and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Now back to the Shore Conference basketball tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Back here and welcoming you back to the Collins Arena at Brookdale Community College. Happy to have you along for the third of our triple header day. Let's set the schedule for what we have coming up just so that you're aware. Tuesday, Kevin and I back here from Brookdale Community College. We will do the girls semifinal. Red Bank Catholic, St. John Vianney, Point Barrow, and Middletown South, the four teams to advance into the semifinals. Wednesday night, we're back here as well, as the boys' semifinals will be taking place. We know three of the four right now, Lakewood and Toms River North, will be the nightcap. Manasquan will start it off against the winner of this game, and then on Saturday, we culminate our week-long celebration of Shore Conference basketball by doing the boys' final from Monmouth University, starting right around 3 o'clock.
Our officials for this one, Brian Murray, Rick McNamee, and Nelson Rabone.
Players making their way out on the floor. Again, Foreman Alapin, Busto, Ferksker, Buscotti, Pizik, Girolamo. For Point Beach, Farrell, Calzanetti, Yates, Uhl, and Knievy.
Ferkser, who is an outstanding wide receiver, as we mentioned earlier. 22 points, 7.5 assists per game. He's got 52 threes. Second leading scorer is Pizik, nearly 11 points a game and 42 threes. So this is a team that likes to do some scoring from outside. For Point Beach, it's been an outstanding season for P.J. Knievy. He's at 15.7. Matt Farrell at 15.8. They'll kind of split much of the scoring.
Manalapan in red. Braves across the chest in white. White numerals, black outline, red shorts with the white trim. Flip it for Point Beach. White uniforms, Beach across the chest in red. Red numerals, red trim on the white shorts. Ball tossed up. It is won by Point Beach. And the Garnet Gulls will begin moving left to right on your radio dial. Knievy has it right side. Little give and go off the screen and roll game. Pass deflected and picked up by Ferksker, who will walk it up court now for Manalapan, their first possession. Looking to penetrate, leaves off for Piscotti. Ball deflected out of bounds. It stays with Manalapan. They'll have it as a baseline inbounds play. Tossed in for Pizik. Ferksker working against Noah Yates. Now the handoff for Busto. Good ball movement here. Almost a travel by Piscotti. 40 seconds gone by. No score. On the drive, it's Pizik. Leaving off for Ferksker. Back up top, Busto. Looking to drive, Pizik. There's a three on the way, but Scotty, that's off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped up, and it is controlled by Beach. Running the floor well and laying it up and in for the first points of the day. Noah Yates, 2-0, Garnet Gulls. Minute 10 ticked off the clock here. Ferksker trying to answer back real quick. Draws a double team, flips up top for Pizik. Ferksker gets it back. Looking to drive again on Yates. Tough running shot down the left side of the lane. No good. Yates with a rebound. And here comes Beach again, trying to add to a 2-0 advantage. Farrell, the drive. Going to the glass on the right side. He's fouled. And will go to the free throw line for two. Piscotti on the foul. His first, team's first. And our first free throws of the day coming for Matt Farrell. Makes the first, gives Point Beach a 3-0 advantage. I think the one thing for sure, Manalapan, who does like to get up and down the floor, they will have to score to stay with Point Beach. Offense will be key in this one. Second one by Farrell, good. 4-0. In favor of the two seed, the Garnet Gulls of Point Pleasant Beach. 6.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Ferksker bouncing off. Girolamo has it. Step back from the right elbow. Will hand off to Pizik as the offense now sets up. Ferksker again has it. Man-to-man defense on a long three put up. Off the mark by Pizik. Uhl comes in and gets the rebound for Beach. Knievy up ahead for Yates. Back now to Uhl on the left wing. Knievy looking to drive. Hanging jumper off the mark from the right side. Manalapan with the rebound. First Kirchhoff to push. Up ahead of the field is Pizik. He lost it on the way up. deflected away. End-to-end action. Yates can't grab the pass from Knievy. Out of bounds and back to Manalapan.
Knievy made a good steal. Had the idea as he saw Yates breaking to the basket, but passed just a little long out of bounds. Braves basketball.
.535 to play. Backdoor cut. Nice feed. Can't get the basket, however. Busto was wide open inside. Farrell sets up the offense now for Point Beach. They lead it 4-0 with 5:20 to go. Ball deflected out of bounds. It will stay with Point Beach. Calzanetti was the intended target.
Good crowd for this one, Matt. A lot of people standing around the semicircle here.
Knievy looking to pull back out. He'll reset the offense. Noah Yates gives off for Knievy. Though Manasquan won't be picky, here's Yates with a three. That's off the mark, no good. We heard from Jimmy Walsh, our player of the game. They would love to see Point Beach.
Right across the river.
And these players certainly very familiar with themselves, I'm sure, between Point Beach and Manasquan. The dump down low. Girolamo has a shot rejected by Calzanetti. Point Beach loses it. Back to Manalapan. Ferksker in transition. Left side of the lane. His shot blocked by Uhl. It's an athletic team for Point Beach.
Yeah, it is. And Uhl at 6'8". A nice, strong inside presence. Swats that one away. I think Manalapan's going to have to hit their shots from outside, really, to stay in this one.
I think early on, too, they've got to find something. They haven't yet to score. 3.5 minutes in. Point Beach leads 4-0. Biscotti gives off Busto. Busto shaded right top of the key. Flips left for Pizik. Back to Biscotti. A long three. That was an air ball, but saved by Girolamo. Second life for Manalapan. Three by Busto. That's way off the mark. A couple of ugly attempts for Manalapan. And Point Beach looking to break out. Here's Farrell. Stop and pop. Step back from the foul line. No good. Tipped up once by Calzanetti. Controlled, however, by Ferksker. A running three transition. That's off the mark by Pizik. Manalapan gets it back again. Ferksker trying to put the Braves on the board. He can't. And Farrell finally takes down the loose ball. He will lose it. Back to Ferksker. Foul line jumper is good, finally, for Anthony Ferksker, who averages 22 a game.
Well, we had a lot of action for no points. Teams up and down the court, but nobody able to convert, so Braves on the board. Took them 4.5 minutes to do so.
Uhl will step back. Long jumper from the top of the key. He's got a smooth-looking shot for a big guy. Dom Uhl, 6'8", center, averaging almost 11 points and 10 rebounds per game. On the bounce, Piscotty. Ferksker inside. Offensive foul.
Nice job by, I think it was Calzanetti, the big redhead, planted himself and took the charge.
3:05 to play in the first quarter. Not the scoring that we would have anticipated yet.
Teams are trying to have some pace. They just have not been able to convert.
6-2 the advantage. Knievy with it. Dumping down low Calzanetti. He's got single coverage against Ferksker. Couldn't make the running layup attempt to the left side. Braves come away with it. Ferksker gets the screen. Moves left. Flips off here Girolamo. He's not much of a threat to shoot from the outside. Around the perimeter. Wide open is Piscotty. He misses the three. Manalapan's been dreadful so far in the first quarter from the outside. Farrell.
What was my statement? It wouldn't be 44-41 in the fourth quarter?
It might be. Here's P.J. Knievy with an open lane to the basket. He drives left and gets it to go. Make it 8-2.
Nice give and goals. Give and go executed by the Garnet goals there. It's an experienced team. These guys have played together, many of them.
Another shot by Ferksker off the mark. Rebound tipped up a couple of times. Still deflected away. Now controlled finally by Pizik. Ferksker wanted the three. Will set the offense up with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Piscotty leaves off for Busto. Now it's Pizik waiting for the screen. It comes, took one dribble, picked it up, and has to feed off for Piscotty. Piscotty drives. Girolamo, the jumper from the right corner, that's no good. Rebounded by Yates. And Knievy will bring it up court. Breaks the timeline with the dribble, coming up on a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Point Beach 8, Manalapan 2. Here's Ull. Drives, kicks outside. Yates posted up from the three line. That's off the mark. Ull kept it alive, but the loose ball comes down to Piscotty. Ferksker trying to go one-on-one against Yates. Drives enough to get an open three look for Pizik. Rebound tipped up off the miss. And there's Girolamo with the two inside. Make it 8-4 in favor of Point Beach.
45 seconds left in a very fast-moving opening quarter.
Ull will miss the right wing jumper. Rebound taken down by Farrell.
But you're not afraid to shoot, huh, for a
no,
big guy?
No, he's not. He is not. Point Beach working here with 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Off the screen and roll. Knievy down low. Calzanetti, who can't hang on to it.
Well, Calzanetti actually looked at where he was before he caught the pass. Thought he would have it and was going to go up in one motion. The ball went right off his fingertips out of bounds. Manalapan ball, 18 seconds left in the opening quarter.
Manalapan going to hold for one here with Fersker dribbling back near the half-court circle. One-on-one against Yates. He's got a lot of help in the lane. Fersker drives, dishes, gets it back, and his three is off the mark. 8-4 after our first 8 minutes of action. We step out for 30 seconds with Point Beach leading this one, the final quarterfinal of the day here at the Shore Conference Tournament. We're back right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And this afternoon's game brought to you in part by Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary banking.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams back here from Brookdale Community College, where we will be on Tuesday night and Wednesday night, girls and boys semifinals. Right now in this last quarterfinal of the day, Point Beach leading Manalapan 8-4. We start the second quarter with the Braves having the basketball. Ferksker has a double team come at him. Tries to pass out of it and does. Finds Busto. Lineups are the same for both teams. We haven't seen a sub in for either squad yet. Ferksker has a shot rejected away by Ull. Up ahead, Yates loses the handle on it. Ferster with a little push pass ahead for Pizik. He'll throw it up. He was fouled on his way up by Matt Farrell. And on the first team foul of the half for the Point Beach side, it will send Manalapan to the free throw line. First one on the way and good. Makes it an 8-5 advantage. First points of the day for Pizik, who averages about 10 a game. Second one, however, off the mark.
Matt, I believe Farrell is the nephew of our good friend Tommy Farrell.
I think you're right.
Yeah, pretty sure. Tommy, of course, involved. We always see him at the Monmouth University games. Longtime football coach for many years.
On cue, Matt Farrell hits the jumper from the right side for Point Beach. Makes it a 10-5 advantage. Saw his son signed to go play football at Stonehill in Massachusetts.
He did, which is where Jimmy Walsh, who was our player of the game before for Manasquan, is going.
Maybe we should exchange numbers.
Yeah.
Or could be roommates.
Boy, young Tommy, really a nice young man.
Good football player, too.
Yep.
Off the inbound, but Manalapan gets it back. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Three-pointer on the way. That's off the mark again from Biscotti. Another offensive rebound for Girolamo. Double team coming.
Got away with a travel.
There's a three, also off the mark. That one from Busto. Manalapan trying to get the three going, but it's not working in transition. That one is working for Point Beach. Yates with a second basket. 12-5, biggest lead of the afternoon for Point Beach.
Good assist for Farrell, who averages 6.5 of them a game.
On the drive, Fersker gets it back on the right wing. Looking to spin his way into the lane. Help comes. Piscotty back to Fersker. Long three off the mark. Uhl with the rebound. Farrell in transition. Leaves off to Knievy. That three is off the mark. Long rebound, though. Packed back out to Farrell, who will drive into the lane. Miss the runner. Calzanetti able to deflect it off of Piscotty. And it will be Point Beach ball. You know, we don't keep track, but I would have to think Manalapan is 0 for 10 at least from three-point range.
Oh, yeah.
Calzanetti off the inbound. Had it deflected away. Picked up by Pizik. Now Fersker in transition. Uhl is there. Fersker will drive and will get the layup from the left side.
12-7, Beach, 5:46 left in the second quarter.
Knievy feeds off for Farrell. Gets the screen from Calzanetti. Uhl flashes out high. Knievy gets it back, three-point line, left wing. Calzanetti, top of the key. Now it's Yates looking to drive. Stops at the foul line. Will give it out to Knievy, whose three is good.
Beach. I believe that's their largest lead.
It is. 8 points. Kind of keeps creeping up with each made basket. Piscotty pulling back out and setting up for Manalapan. Fersker, who's been harassed by Yates all day.
I was just going to say, Yates has done a really good job defensively.
Able to push past him this time. Fade away, going baseline. Fersker with six. Makes it a six-point deficit for Manalapan, 15-9. He can score. Calzanetti, top of the key, will leave off on the right side for Farrell. Cut off of the baseline. Back to Calzanetti. Yates flashing through the lane. He's open and spins to the lane and got it to go. Nice post move that time from Noah Yates, the 6'5 junior.
Sure was. Caught the ball one way, came the other inside. Nice basket.
17-9. On the bounce, Piscotty has it. Leaves for Girolamo, right elbow. Round the perimeter now. Girolamo gets it, left elbow. Trying to take Calzanetti off the dribble. Double comes. Kick out, Bustos three. Well off the mark, and another rebound for Yates. That drew nothing. Farrell in transition. Couldn't get the layup to go from the left side, and Fersker will get it. Off to the races. Goes past Yates. Flip pass to the outside. Three on the way. Missed by Busto. I'm not sure Manalapan could shoot much worse from the outside than they are right now. As a foul coming here, as Knievy was bringing the ball up court, it'll be charged to Manalapan. It'll be their third team foul. Go against Girolamo. His first. Our first substitutions of the day for both teams. Jeff Bryant will come in, 6'8 senior for Point Beach, and Justin Zach, the senior for Manalapan. Where did Point Beach get all these big guys from? They've got a lot of size on their team. Knievy, right wing three, off the mark. There is Bryant inside. Comes off the bench to average 6 points, five rebounds a game. Had the board that time, was tied up. And on the possession arrow, it will be Beach ball.
Of course, Beach is a tuition school, so students from other towns who pay tuition can attend there. I think they've had a few of those.
Here's Uhl looking to penetrate. He'll go off the glass on the left side. That's off the mark. And Dom Uhl will go to the free throw line for two shots. Fourth team foul on Manalapan. They'll put that one up against Zach, who had just come into the game. First free throw by Uhl is good. He's got three. Second one also good. The lead right now, 19-9. 10-point advantage. Little give and go. Fursker inside. Reverse layup. Up and in from the left. He's got eight. Eight of the 11 points from Manalapan have come from Anthony Fursker. 19-11. 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. A little high-low. Ould dumping it down low for Bryant, who couldn't hang on to it. And Manalapan trying to get going in transition. Fursker's three. Halfway down, but rimmed out. Ould with the rebound. Farrell pushing the pace. He's got Knievy in the left wing open, but Knievy stepped out of bounds when he caught it, and it will go back to Manalapan.
19-11, Point Beach. 2.5 minutes left here in the second quarter. Both teams really struggling offensively, especially from outside.
Timeout will be taken by Rick Garrettson. Full timeout will break as well. 2:28 to go in the first half. It is Point Beach 19, Manalapan 11. We're back right after this with more on the Shore Sports Network.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
2:28 to go in the first half. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams back here on the Shore Sports Network. Point Beach leading Manalapan 19-11, trying to lock up that last spot in the Shore Conference Tournament semifinal round, which will be back here on Wednesday night.
Just got an email from young Tommy Farrell, who we were talking about. He said, hey, give Matt Farrell a shout-out from his cousin down here in Florida. I'm listening online.
Nice.
There you go. So we just did.
Manalapan has it off the timeout. Boy, that internet thing is pretty good, isn't it?
Yep.
Can listen from wherever. Fersker trying to drive. Able to get some separation off of Yates. That's a big-time move for Anthony Fersker, who's got 10. Talk about a guy keeping his team alive. He's been it.
10 of their 13.
19-13. Point Beach leads. Farrell, top of the key. Bounce pass on the right. Here's the alley-oop attempt. Ould couldn't get it to go. Good look from Knievy. Ould couldn't finish.
That would have brought the house down a bit.
Fursker drives. Girolamo has it. Left corner. Back for Pizik. Pizik, a guy Manalapan needs to get going. He's a double-digit scorer. Girolamo trying to back down Calzanetti. Fursker feeling it from the outside. Another missed three-ball attempt. Girolamo, another offensive rebound. He's got a handful of them already. Layup inside blown by Busto. And the loose ball finally taken down by Farrell. Up ahead, Knievy. Back to Farrell, and Manalapan slows it down a little bit. Knievy from the left side. A three is good. Second three of the quarter. Eight for the game. Nine-point edge for Point Beach. 22-13. 45 seconds to go in the first half. Fast-moving first half. Girolamo has it. Feeds down low. Now the kick up top from Fersker to Busco. Busto around the perimeter for Pizik. Back to Fersker. Looking for some separation again from Yates. Wraparound pass. Count it and the foul.
Boy, what a great pass.
Justin Zach, the recipient of the assist from Fersker, and to the line for the three-point play will go Zach. Substitutions working in and out here. Fersker will get a seat on the bench. Gerard Hodge Rocourt will check in for her first action for Manalapan. Free throw made by Zach. Cuts the lead to 6, 22-16. Down to 10 seconds now. Farrell and Knievy play catch on the perimeter. Ould flashes out left wing, gets it back. Farrell drives in. Knievy tries the alley-oop again, and this time the connection is made, and Ould jams it in with two hands as the clock expires. What a way to go into the locker room. Talk about an energy boost. They go back to the alley-oop, and Ould slams it home with two.
Well, I guess they figured that would work. Normally don't see that happen, but it was there. And boy, a great pass leads to the basket and Point Beach with a 24-16 lead in a first half that the shooting was not necessarily very good, but the pace was interesting for sure.
We step out here for a two-minute timeout. We'll come back, talk about this one and what we have seen a little bit so far today, as this will be the last quarterfinal game of the day, and the semis all set after this. It is Point Beach 24, Manalapan 16. We're back in 2 minutes on the shores.